This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Pucker up, boys. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, is releasing a makeup line for guys. The former pro ball player is following in the steps of his ex J-Lo and getting into the beauty industry. He collaborated with the beauty and wellness company Hims and Hers to launch the Blur Stick. On Instagram, Alex says he uses the concealer stick to cover up blemishes or razor bumps as he jumps from meeting to meeting. It costs $17 and comes in 8 different shades. All right. CDC wants us to stop kissing chickens. They released a PSA saying pecking chicks may be spreading salmonella. Owning chickens has become trendy. So now the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is having to take time away from stopping a global pandemic to remind Americans of basic farming rules. 163 confirmed cases of salmonella have been reported in 43 states. So the next time you want to snuggle backyard poultry, don't. Say, if you've got $3 million burning a hole in your pocket, listen up. Nipton, a tiny desert outpost in rural California, is for sale. The town can be yours for $2.75 million. Current owners bought it with the hopes of turning it into a cannabis consumption destination, but that was a bust, and the pandemic further added salt to the wound. Now it's under foreclosure. About 25 people live in the 80-acre town, so if you don't like people, pretty good place to live, I guess. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Listen up, geriatric millennials. Too much TV during midlife can put your brain at risk for dementia. New research out showing watching TV each day during adulthood can age the brain faster. Screen time apparently affects the gray matter in your brain. That's the stuff that helps coordinate muscle control, seeing, hearing, decision-making, and other important brain functions. Studies show a 0.5% decline in gray matter volume for every additional hour of TV viewed. Time to pop open a book. An art collector says he found a long-lost Vincent van Gogh painting. Details on where he got it are shady. Says he bought it at an obscure auction in North America, and the prior owners didn't want to be identified. The signed painting, titled Auvers 1890, was likely painted in the last 2 months of Van Gogh's life, and a field depicted in the work might be the one where the artist took his own life. If the painting's real, it'll be the largest Van Gogh on record. The Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam is offering to authenticate it. And lots of people plan to get in touch with nature this summer. Word out, being inside for so long has people yearning to spend time in the great outdoors. So where will everyone go? 51% say they want to drive to the nearest lake or river. 49% want to go to a national monument. 47% a state park. And no surprise here, camping at the top of the list of what people wanted to do. Hoping to do some of that this Memorial Day weekend. Knucklehead news out of Ohio, where police were called to intervene in a family custody battle over a pet turtle. 28-year-old Devin Staw claims he left his pet turtle with his parents when he went out of town for a few days, but when he returned to pick it up, they refused to hand the turtle over and an argument ensued. His parents claim he gave them the turtle to take care of because he was going to be incarcerated after being arrested for assault and domestic violence. The parents say the turtle was in poor health when he brought it over. They've been taking care of it. They also claim their son was aware it was a permanent arrangement. Police got involved and said the turtle needs to remain with the parents. Staw has also been advised to stay away from them. Dude, just get another turtle. The Daily Buzz. Paul at Midwest Family SWMI. If you find something buzzable, send it to me. Remember, we podcast The Daily Buzz on this station's website. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today it's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Landecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.